It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation, so call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour.
Paul LaVoy.
And some people would say an hour is still too much.
That could have been the greatest introduction I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wow, really?
Can you make me one for my campaign?
That would be up to the mothership.
I'm going to have the mothership.
A.K.A.
That
Steve.
Was incredible.
You like
I'm
that.
Jealous.
Well,
I feel like I'm on the Joe Rogan show.
Have you ever?
That was, I mean, I'm expecting.
The Joe Rogan show.
And yet I'm here in a closet with a water tank next to me. And
I heard Elon Musk was on the Joe Rogan show.
Yeah.
Was it Rogan?
Yeah.
And they smoked marijuana together or something like
he
that?
He did. He took a. I think he took a hit on that show. But
that's insane.
They're going after Elon now big time because he came out and said, look, I got the vaccine, but you shouldn't be forcing this on anybody. And now, of course, the far left woke is trying to cancel him and said, you don't pay taxes. And he's like, I pay more taxes than anybody in the world. I think it's like $15 billion he pays. But it's just the left doing their thing. You know?
The woke movement is going after the godfather of electric cars.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
It's unbelievable. It just shows you they don't care.
The hypocrisy.
Right? It's just they if they want you out, if they don't like it, it's not a matter of disagreement.
Right.
We're going to get rid of you.
So we haven't done the proper introduction on this Thursday, December 16th, 2021. Legislative District 5 Representative Leo Biasucci in the house.
In the house.
Everybody knows your voice anyway, right?
It's good to be home.
Just like just about everybody knows how to say your name.
It's still tough.
Not for me.
When I still go out, I say, all right, look, Leo. Remember, I'll be the only Leo on the ballot. Leo the Lion. I try to throw those.
Leo.
Leo.
Yeah.
Remember Leo. I'm
well, at least you've got the Leo vote, right?
That's true. Yeah.
The people named Leo and the people under the sign of Leo.
That's right. Law enforcement, right? Leos. They're called Leos.
So, oh, they are? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, cool. I mean, the last name is tough, but it also works in your favor sometimes, right?
It is. It really isn't. You know, Hooked on Phonics works for me. So, anyway, you speak Italian, right?
I do.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Italian?
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale?
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. I like it.
Yeah, right?
I like it.
I know.
You have to say it. It's like a whiny thing, though, right? I mean, you've watched Italian cinema, right?
Yeah, right.
It's Buon Natale.
Yeah, we were just talking about Sopranos before we got on air. And, right. You know, it's funny because the Italian family, you know, everything sometimes looks like an argument when the family's all together, and it's not. You're just loud, and there's a lot of pasta, so you know the carbs are getting to you, and the wine, and so.
Doesn't that kind of depend on what part of the boot you're from, though? Like the northern part is a lot of carbs, and is a lot of fruits and vegetables and carbs, and the southern part's a lot of seafood. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, because you know, so my dad's from Naples area,
okay.
So he's kind of in the middle, but near the water, so they do a lot of. You know, pastas and fishes.
Right.
They mix. But south, my mom's from Sicily.
Okay.
I mean, that is fish and
so there's a
pizza.
Series I watched. I'm not sure. I think it was on Prime, maybe on Hulu, called Gomorrah. and it's an Italian, it's Italian mafia, but it's modern day.
Okay.
And it's all about Naples. It's based in Naples.
That the mafia started?
And the drug trade.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. I really, really liked it.
Well, it's funny.
It was subtitled. It was sub, what do you call that? Overdubbed into English,
voiceovers.
Which I didn't care for. But you can get it in the native language and then with the subtitles.
Yeah. It's
called
funny.
Gomorrah. It's really good.
When people ask me about my parents, and I've told this story, but, you know, they've immigrated here. But when I tell them my dad's from Naples, my mom's from Sicily, they kind of take a step back. They're like, I mean, those people, I mean, because you're talking about two different mafias, right? You're talking about the Sicilian mob and the Napolitan.
You're talking about Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, you're right.
Literally.
So they just wonder how in the heck did that happen. But
yeah,
they,
sure.
They left Italy for that reason. I mean, right, it was mafia had total control. You couldn't do anything.
So Leo and I, for the audience that doesn't know, Leo and I talk movies a little bit because he has a SAG card. Number one, and you were just in a commercial, and I'm not sure if it's airing yet, but everybody has seen these commercials with J.B. Smoove, who is Caesar,
right?
In these sportsbook commercials, and he's also on Curb Your Enthusiasm, very famous comedian,
right?
J.B. Smoove with a V, by the way. But you're an extra in one of these commercials.
Yeah, so it's funny. I got my SAG card a long time ago, and something I just do once in a while. And obviously, I'm way more busy and now with the politics and my business and. So once in a while, I'll get a phone call just saying, hey, you know, there's a project here, and I usually don't do it. But this one, it was for Caesars, and they were doing their sportsbook app, and it was funny. They actually wanted me to be a Roman gladiator
in the
commercial.
Well, you could pull it off.
Yeah, but and then right. I get there, and they had too many Roman gladiators, and so, yeah, so they made me a genie. And so that's what I'm playing in.
That's kind of weird.
It is.
Did you have to have a lot of padding in there?
Oh yeah, I was burning up. It was this huge outfit.
Genie outfit,
but
like a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, it was. I had this big hat. This is another genie hat, and it was funny though because
are you? I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah,
are you recognizable?
Yeah. So the funny thing is you never really know until you get to set what you're doing, and you know, it's usually a one day thing, and I'm probably going to be in two or three scenes as a featured member because JB Smoove.
Yeah.
He interacts with me a few times, but you never know when things get cut and whatnot.
Right.
It's fun. It's a fun little side thing that, you know, I jump into once in a while and it sounds interesting. And if I had the time, if it works out, I'll do it. And they're doing a lot more in Vegas, shooting out there and. You know, it's a good thing.
I totally get the side thing, but the scale is a lot more than what local bands get.
That is the truth.
So I totally get it.
It's incredible. I mean, you know, Hollywood itself, I think is a lot of it's a hot mess. And, you know, a lot of these actors, they've lost their mind. But, you know, the people on set, I'll tell you that much. I mean, you know, when you do commercials, right, you have a lot of, you know, the grips and the camera. I mean, they're all Republican. I mean, they're all conservative.
No kidding.
It's funny. Yeah, they're all, they love getting the hell out of California.
Hell's fine.
Sorry, hell's fine. Yeah. And they always tell me that. They're like, you know, we love being in Arizona. We love being, because California is, it's lost control. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's occupied.
I know.
Call it occupied. The Democratic Party right now is in such bad shape that they're actually thinking about running Gavin Newsom for president.
You've got to be kidding.
No, you haven't heard this?
I have not.
He's on the short list of hopefuls for the party. Oh my word.
I mean, I just saw an article, and this is going to blow, I mean, all the listeners here, about they're proposing a tax in California on the rich to pay for the homeless to have homes.
Oh my!
Isn't that incredible? I mean,
it doesn't surprise me.
People forget that Seattle did this, right? Seattle did this. The city of Seattle did this tax on the workers of Seattle that would pay for homeless. And what happened? All the companies moved out of the city of Seattle. They went to the suburbs, so they didn't have to pay the tax.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
the most
Microsoft's in Bellevue. I think.
Right,
yeah.
You're right. I mean, and so it's. It's insane. And this is why we have such a move to Arizona. I just continue to pray. I'm like, do not bring your politics here. Do not bring it here.
You know it's getting bad when I or you or the national conservative talk show host start to agree with Bill Maher.
Or the other way around. Right, and this is funny.
Right.
I'm paying attention to this now. Like, you talk about Joe Rogan. He's actually liberal. He talks about it. I'm left-leaning. Bill Maher, same thing. But they're now even starting to come to the middle and to the right because they realize how insane it's become. When you have, like I said, Joe Rogan agreeing, Bill Maher agreeing, like, now you're like, holy smokes, the left has gone off the deep end if they're pushing off these kind of guys who are usually left-leaning.
So when does that all affect the View, right?
Right.
Never.
those ladies will never, they'll never do anything. It's insane. They're crazy.
So we invite our listeners to call in if you have a question for Representative Leo Biasucci. This is, of course, not sound advice with Brian Springberg. Brian's on break until January. And after tomorrow, we are too.
Are you? Nice.
Which is cool. So, yeah, Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0 will take the annual two-week break around Christmas. Starting on Monday, and you'll be able to hear Dennis Prager in its entirety.
Nice.
The Dennis Prager Show. So, anyway, it's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Really quickly, I need to remind the listeners that tonight is Thursday Night Football, and it's the Chiefs at the Chargers. Now, this morning, on the main menu for my Fire Stick, It had, you know, a picture of both quarterbacks from the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Right.
Mahomes and Herbert. But at the top it said Steelers versus Vikings.
What?
Yeah, somebody didn't change the template.
No.
I swear. I saw it and I was like, wow. That's either I'm up too early or or somebody didn't get enough coffee.
Somebody didn't get coffee.
Over at Amazon.
And also today, you know, the game obviously, but you also have Paul Gosar's event today.
Oh.
I don't know if people know about that, but
I did not.
It's the Dixie Bell. He rented it out. So he's from 4 to 6. You can join Gosar. I'll be there. I'm a sponsor, so Senator Borelli, Kelly Ward, Mayor Sheehy, and Sheriff Schuster. So we're all going to be main sponsors on Bell, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a fun ride.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chiefs and Chargers at Chargers, so it's in L.A. Tonight at 6 p.m. is the start of the game on KNTR Sports. And then on Saturday, there are two games, the Raiders at Browns and the Patriots at Colts, and that all starts at 11 o'clock. It's at 2 p.m. on KNTR Sports, 980 AM, 100.5, and 94.3 FM. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. So, you get around the state a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's been a while.
Not just the district.
No.
The state.
Yeah.
The entire state. And I heard a national person talking about Kyrsten Sinema. It's not Kristen, by the way. It's Kyrsten.
Kyrsten.
Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. For those people who like to mispronounce her name. Right. I'm calling them all
I
out.
I do it too.
So anyway, do you? Cause it's spelled Kyrsten.
So, I've never talked to her. So the moment I meet her, she can correct me and then I won't forget.
Right. So anyway, you getting around the state. This national host this morning on the Kilmeade Show said, well, Arizona's a purple state. And I'm thinking, is it outside of Maricopa and Pima? Maricopa and Pima are purple. They're not quite blue,
right.
Correct? We still have a Republican county recorder in Maricopa County.
Yep.
And there's, you know, there's still Republicans in Maricopa and Pima that hold office. But outside of the state, how would you class? Or outside of the counties, how would you classify that?
No, I mean you're talking dark red, right? Maybe from maybe pull away, maybe Flagstaff and a little bit of Tucson might be blue, but outside of that, I mean, and this is comes back to the argument of, you know, the popular vote versus the Electoral College and why you can never get rid of the Electoral College, because if you get rid of the Electoral College, L.A. and New York will decide every single election in this country, right? And that's not what represents this country, right? The rural is just as important as the metro. And so in Arizona, I think, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's the outside areas and, I mean, I was even in Tucson on Monday doing an election hearing because we had a hearing there for Pima County about their election process, and full of Republicans down in Tucson. So, I mean, you know, I agree with you. I mean, once you get outside the metro areas, you're red. I mean,
well, even the person that ran for state party chair against Kelly Ward is from Tucson.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. I mean, you have legislators that are in the Tucson area, like Mark Fincham running for Secretary of State. He's Oro Valley. I mean, that's Tucson.
Right.
Teresa Martinez, who just got appointed in, she used to work for Gosar. I mean, all these, you have legislators in that area, Cochise County, which is Becky Nutt, which she Republican. You know, Gail Griffin, Republican. David Gowan, Republican. These are all Tucson area.
Right.
And so majority are going to be red. It's just, you know, the big cities are already, they lean blue and historically, but this is why you never get rid of that electoral college, or it's we're done if that happens.
All right.
In my opinion.
Let's go ahead and take a short break. I'm going to stay with the Bryan Adams a little bit for Christmas music. Must Be Santa. This is like the only time of the year I don't really do requests from the guests. Does that make sense?
That's all right.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Christmassy, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I have a good Christmas one.
You what?
I'll give you a good Christmas.
Nice. Is Lemmy in it?
Who?
Motorhead.
Oh.
Never mind.
No, I don't know. I'm too young for that.
Right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Legislative District 5 Representative Leo Biasucci.
Well done. Look at that.
And the House Majority Whip.
I'm the whip.
Whip it good.
Another year of whip.
All right. Sonny loves that, by the way. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Kind of surprised me with this one, Leo.
It's a good song.
Kind of surprised me.
Good song.
I'm just saying, no, I like this song. It's a guilty pleasure, right?
Right.
It's like listening to Journey.
Right, yeah. You're right. That's funny.
Listening to Loverboy.
Yeah. That's funny.
No, I love this song.
It's
I really
song.
Do. Great melody. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Caldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Besley and Lori Rule, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center on Needles Highway, or you can visit their website at LaughlinNevada.net. Who's the genius that did that, right?
I know.
For a realtor.
Smart move.
And they took but the domain name had to have been taken, you know, what, 1998?
Right.
I'm just saying, that's a long time
smart.
Ago. That's some forward thinking right there.
Right.
Don't forget about our archives at KNTRTalk.com. Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0. Today on 2.0, Liz Dinkin from Funky Poodle. You ever heard of that place?
No.
It's in Fort Mojave.
What is it?
Grooming, boarding,
okay.
That sort of thing.
Sure.
And then Chaz Martinez will be on. He's a good friend of the show. And Chaz is from West Care. He moved over to West Care now. So we know all about West Care.
Yes.
Good organization.
Good, yeah.
Good
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, again, the archives are at KNTRTalk.com, and we're on the Lake Havasu City app. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they get the show. Alyssa gets the show every week, all the shows, and then they post them sometime over the weekend.
Wow.
So next week you'll be able to hear yourself on the Lake Havasu City app.
So I'll have to look at them for advertising when I run next year.
And then the big thing is it's hosted by SoundCloud.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So somewhere on SoundCloud you can find
well
this
done.
Show too.
Well done.
Don't thank me.
Thank them.
Thank Alyssa. Yeah, she's the bomb on that. So, all right, we talked about Arizona being a purple state, or is it?
No, it's not.
I don't think so
no,
either. On the national level, they look at it and go, oh, Republican governor and two blue senators. Really? That's really original.
Right, and I think next year, I think you're going to see a red wave come through. I think people, I mean, we saw with what happened in Virginia.
Right.
I think you're going to see this across the country. Just, I mean, people are done with this left-leaning woke mentality, and it was promising to see that election happen how it did. And I think we're going to win more seats.
I'm going to play devil's advocate on you.
Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead.
There's only one thing that can get in the way.
What's that?
The Supreme Court. Roe versus Wade.
They've
that could create a problem.
Yeah, it could.
They're taking this right to choose versus states' rights as two different things, and it's really not. I mean, how many states are really going to overturn that without some sort of backlash? But how fair is it for the taxpayer to contribute to Planned Parenthood at the same time?
100% agree.
It's not fair. I should not have to pay for other people's poor choices.
Absolutely right. And I'll tell you one thing, though. When we had a bill that came through the legislature, it was, I think, 2 years ago, that was going to legalize late-term abortion in the state of Arizona, I mean, you should have seen the line out the door.
Cow.
I mean, it was all the way down to the parking lot. I mean, it just shows you know, how much people truly care.
The line out the door in
support of being pro-life.
Of the ban.
Right, of the banning of abortion.
Of late-term abortion,
right.
Yeah.
And so they were angry that a bill even came forward. It was from the Democrats.
Right.
It was like 20 co-sponsors on trying to legalize late-term abortion. And
are they out of their minds?
Yeah, and
wow.
What's sickening is that bill, what it literally did, it said if the baby was born during the abortion process, let's say, you know, that the doctor's performing this at late term, the mom's like, I want to, you know, whatever, kill my baby, which is murder, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And the baby survives, right? This bill said that they would still kill the baby.
Right.
Where right now you have to save the life of that child.
So they basically took the Virginia law and copied it.
100% correct. And so it backfired. Which is great, right? It completely backfired because people came out. I mean, thousands came that day. It was amazing to see.
But that's the one thing I could see getting in the way or dampening the red wave, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, because you're right. I mean, if that happens, you're going to have them come out and
it's going to weaponize the left.
Yeah.
It's going to weaponize them.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I don't even know what's going on with the Supreme Court anymore. I mean, they're...
you and me both.
It's people that you thought would be conservative and vote... The way
Gorsuch and Kavanaugh are, which way they lean now? I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Right, absolutely.
It's
so
unfortunate.
Let's talk about legislative goals for yourself as the whip in the legislature, and Sonny being the majority whip.
Right.
For this next legislative session. Oh my gosh! I had to say the Sonny name.
You
He's
said his
here,
name, and he pops in.
He's here,
like the vulture.
That's
just
actually
swoops.
Cool. He's fine.
I'm kidding.
He's fine. He's fine. Mike's not up yet until you put the gear on. There you go.
Okay, the bad penny showed up.
Yeah. No, you're not a bad penny. You're a good guy.
I love it.
We love you, Sonny. Anyway, Sonny Borelli's here as well. He's the majority whip. Now we have
in the house
the minority, or
no,
I'm
whoa,
sorry,
whoa,
the,
whoa,
the majority
whoa.
House whip majority and the majority house. Senate whip.
There we go.
My bad.
Now you're good. Don't
he's learning.
He's saying minority.
I know he's learning.
Oh,
he's learning.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about goals.
Yeah.
And goals are different than bills to drop. Okay.
Right. Correct.
So we want to kind of split this into two subjects. But what are the goals, Leo, for the upcoming session?
Yeah, one of the main goals is making sure we preserve this tax cut. Like, you know, we did a historic tax cut this year for income taxes, and I'll tell you why this is important is because, you know, we had last year a $1 billion surplus at the state. This year we're looking at a $3 billion surplus, meaning we had our projections of what we would have as our state. You know, our money, how much we're going to have to spend,
mm-hmm.
and we missed it by $3 billion. As in, we under projected.
Huh. Yeah.
So we're going to have $3 billion more. And with me, that means, in my opinion, is that we're taxing too much, right? If we have that much money, we are taxing the people too much. So we need to give it back. And so this is why we passed the flat tax to say it doesn't matter how much you make, it's now a 2.5% flat tax that's going to be. And that got signed by the governor, and it got approved by the legislature. And then the Democrats came, and they've now challenged us at the ballot, and they want to push it back up to that 8.5%, which would make us the top 10 in the country. We got to figure out how to fix that.
Which probably mostly had the support of Maricopa County voters. Is that right?
Yeah,
Well, it's a voter initiative.
It's a voter initiative, yeah.
So I doubt they got any signatures from Mojave County.
Oh,
to get it on the ballot.
Because
it's going to go to the ballot next year.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And so we need to make sure that
and it's
back.
their garbage of tax the rich, fair share thing. Well, 2% across the board, if you're making, you know, a lot more, 2% of 100,000 is different than 2% of a million. Either way, if you got $1 million, 2%, somebody's paying a heck of a lot more than we are. But 2%, it's, I mean, why punish success? But right. This all goes back down to the education industrial complex that wants more money for schools. When Maricopa County, the schools there in Phoenix, they spend three times as much money as we get per pupil,
right.
And the results are dismal compared to rural Arizona.
We right. have a district here in Mojave Valley. I don't know yeah. if you guys know yeah. about it. They yeah. passed their own override to give the teachers more money.
Sure.
I mean, isn't that the way it should be done?
Yes, it is. But the education industrial complex comes up with their own narrative, which is all propaganda-driven. And it's all about employing adults rather than really teaching
right.
children. So
right.
that's the bottom line is, when you look at the Arizona Education Association, the AEA, which they think there's a teachers union, it's really not. I'm told it's over 60% of their membership are not even teachers.
Wow.
So it's top-heavy with administration, and that's what you got in Phoenix.
Right.
Top-heavy administration. So money doesn't trickle down to the classroom.
Yeah, and yeah. you know, and this is a vast difference between Lake Havasu. This is why I'm actually proud of our school district. So our school district, they still gave everybody their raises. They give them free health care, right? Which other schools are not doing that, right? So it's also equally important. If we're going to give you the money, which is our constitutional duty at the legislature, mm-hmm. you better know how to spend it. Our LH Unified School District, Lake Havasu Unified School, they do a great job of spending, and they do a great job of being fiscally responsible.
They really do.
Because I talk to other school districts, and they're like, wait, they have free health care, and they gave them raises, and they're still financially sound? So it's important to make sure that money is going where it needs to go. And a lot of times that's not happening. A lot of times you have money just being spent and blown. And
yeah, like the teachers in Phoenix and yeah. Tucson. If it wasn't in their contract that they would get a pay raise when the state gave them more money, they were not obligated. The school district are not obligated to pay. Now, we don't pay teachers. We pay the districts.
Right.
The districts pay the teachers. That's who the contract is.
And they still didn't get raises a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I meant to tell you, Sonny, you're like the only guy beside myself who has like a great head of hair.
That's true. That's true.
He does. Look at this guy. Right? If I can go like the John Gotti, you got that John Gotti thing going on.
What
the silver, you know?
Are you trying to be funny or something?
No, dude, yeah, that's a compliment to people who have good hair. You have the John Gotti hair. Plus,
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, exactly. We got a Biasucci in the house. Come on, man. All right. But you're wearing a jacket. What's that all about?
Well,
did you see the shirt?
No. Can I read it on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't worry, I've had both my shots. Whiskey Bent Saloon, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, I was in Nashville last weekend. Yeah.
Two
shot glasses of wine.
That's great. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Santa Claus is coming to town. We'll see what Leo can dream up for the next
good bills coming.
Next set of bumper music.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Okay.
Christmas bumper music.
Okay, I got you.
Or Sonny likes that Motown stuff,
yeah,
so I'm not sure if there's any Motown bumper music.
This is a Motown Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. You know what's scary about that, guys? I've seen Bowser from Sha-Na-Na Live and David Lee Roth.
Have you?
and actually, Bowser, I think he got elected to Congress. And I think he's from the East Coast in the South, I think so.
No
yeah.
way.
Around the same time as Jesse Ventura getting elected governor, probably.
Yeah, I don't know, but apparently I
that was one of those weird periods like now, too, where, you know, where you had citizens like Trump running for office and winning.
Yeah.
And it happens. I got a feeling it's going to happen again with Herschel Walker.
Oh, yeah. And who was the guy from Saturday Night Live that got elected to Congress?
Oh, Al Franken.
Al Franken.
The writer.
He got elected because they found a trunk full of extra ballots. And and that's true. But it was too late then by the time they found them all.
Hang on, man. before we do the page six news. Hold on. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK, CPA, LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, Sam'sGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to Thane What a Guy O'Brien, T O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. We have a phone call. You heard it before I did. Because I was talking.
Yeah.
This is how it works.
You're always talking.
I'm always talking. Wait a minute. I let you talk. What does that mean?
Answer the phone.
What do you mean by that?
Answer the phone.
Speak. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, guys, everybody. Hey, Paul, I called in a couple weeks ago, and you told me the esteemed Mr. Biasucci would be on today. So I had the question about Highway 95.
Sure.
And the plan for the redoing or fixing and all that from, I guess, the plan then about a year ago was the north end of Havasu to Bullhead. But also at the same time, you know, there are plenty of other spots that need attention along the whole town of Havasu, that's for sure.
Yeah. No. And, what was your name?
Michael.
Michael. Hey, Michael.
We don't really ask for names, but it's
okay. Well, I'd like to know who I'm talking to.
Sure, sure.
No, Michael, so the paper actually kind of messed up on that writing. It's actually from Sarah Park to the pilot. So it's not north Havasu.
Oh, fabulous.
They wrote it wrong, which... Yeah, what do you do?
Surprise!
Surprise! But no, it actually does include the entire stretch, the whole 26 miles. That's from Sarah Park, and so ADOT. Now they've been having meetings this last year on figuring out, okay, what areas do we need to fix now? Because the funding is for the whole stretch, but obviously there are some areas that are really good. So it will be the entire stretch of 95, and that's going to be starting. They should be breaking down next year sometime.
Yeah, and they've already, some portions have already been done in the last year or so.
Right.
And so obviously it's not going to do the whole straight up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it'll be, it'll be the whole stretch, not just north. It'll be the entire 95, south from Sarah Park to the pilot. So.
Well, that would be great because there are some areas, Mulberry,
that are. No doubt.
You know, and all I ask though is, don't get mad at me when construction's happening and traffic is backing up. I hope you are like,
oh no,
damn
no.
That Biasucci.
your name will be a verb. A Biasucci does.
I'm of the age now where that doesn't bother me as long as things are getting done and it's going to be better when it's finished.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to be a long time coming, right? I mean, there've been sections of 20 years that haven't been redone. Yeah. And we did talk to ADOT, though, and they do understand to do it late at night and when there's less traffic, obviously. But, we will get this fixed. It was a huge win for us.
Yeah. And that's why it's so essential for Leo to get reelected, because we need to keep him in office to stay on ADOT when they start dragging their feet on projects.
Right.
So
nice segue. Yeah.
Great segue.
It's true.
Great segue. Yeah, well,
I appreciate your time, guys.
You're welcome. Thank
All
you.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
So speaking of segues, we're going to talk about bills to drop. Is there any way you can drop a bill about that light on Mulberry since it is controlled by ADOT?
The traffic light?
It's the longest. Well, it's longer than any light in Vegas.
That,
you know what that's saying?
That okay. Whole area.
I checked that out. Yeah, I told you 100,000 times not to exaggerate. So, you know.
Really? You checked it out?
Yeah, I did. I checked it out. That light's not as long as Las Vegas. Okay.
But, well, a lot of people think it I will say is this, the longest light ever.
It's a long light.
This is before I got there, but that design is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
The fact that they put a light on top of... you should have put a – there were so many other ways.
I think it's
done
the
it.
Proximity of Lake Havasu Avenue right there.
Yeah, but, right. Yeah. But, I mean, to me, you could have done, like, off – turnoffs or off – I don't know. I just think that the way they set it up, but
– We just got to kick the engineers, in on that.
Just don't mention the R word, all right?
Yeah.
You know what that is, right? Roundabout?
Yeah.
Don't mention that.
You just – dude, slap yourself.
You can all never
right. Choke yourself, right, Sarge?
Reach out and choke yourself.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
This unfunded mandate we have called I-11, this Pierce Ferry Road intersection on Highway 93 is a huge problem, and we can't get any funding from ADOT or anybody else to fix up that intersection so that it'll be less lethal. I was wondering if you have any comments on that. I'll listen off the air. Yeah.
Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah, I-11, that's obviously a federal project, but that has been discussed, and that is in they're looking at all that stuff, and so that's in the works. Yeah.
Why does Kenny call it an unfunded mandate?
Well, it is funded.
It's from the
feds, because it's an interstate, right? When you have an interstate, that the federal government gets involved. But we had funding that was put towards that from the state, actually.
We did put some matching funds up there.
But that area is a hot mess.
I mean,
there's got to be either a bypass, and it's tough because the I-11 idea is in there, so you're bumping heads, but we'll figure it out. And we're looking at that because it needs to be fixed, 100%.
So let's talk about the you know what? I want to cover that hearing in Pima first.
Yeah.
Because I know that's a hot topic right now.
Yeah.
Monday's hearing in Pima. What happened?
Yeah, Sonny, go ahead.
Well, we had a lot of concerned citizens. This started out last year that, it was an anonymous email that somebody was inside a meeting with the Democrat Party that said that there's going to be 35,000 ballots injected in the system prior to the election, and that needed, and of course, it went out to the Department of Justice, it went out to the FBI, this email even came to us. It was an anonymous source. But we had a lot of folks there in Pima County that were saying that we know that there's people that are registered to vote at properties that don't even exist or they don't live there and this kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
So, you know what? The people would demand to be heard, so we wanted to hear them. So we did, we had several different ways of doing this. The grassroots folks down there in that county went and, did door-to-door, looked at voter rolls and to verify that these people actually voted, and then went to go basically what they call canvassing to see if these people even exist. And I tell you, we just barely scratched the surface on this. We have even had, I wanted a private investigator to basically verify some findings. And so they just did a quick one starting out like last Wednesday.
Like 250 people canvassed?
They looked at voting precincts and stuff like that. Say, especially targeting the precincts that had way over 100% voter turnout. That's kind of irregular.
Sounds like Minneapolis.
That just sticks out.
Right.
So, they got some of the results there, and of course, I handed Leo the results there. He's just going them over. So, Leo, why don't you go ahead and hit some of the highlights on this?
Yeah, and, like I said, we had it on Monday in Pima, and Sonny was on the panel, myself, Mark Fincham, a few others, but some of the stuff that stood out that was just unbelievable. So you have Sells, Arizona, which a lot of people probably don't even know that exists, but it's a small town,
It's on the native land.
Oh, okay.
So they have a voting population, and this is off of 2020. The recent statistics.
These are the people that actually voted in the last election. Yeah.
So the voting age population of Sells, Arizona, so these are the people that are legally can vote,
sure,
are 1,375. They have 2,762 registered voters.
Whoa.
That's a problem, right? Hello. More than double, right?
Yeah.
You have Topoa, Arizona, same thing. Voting age population is 182. They have 282 registered voters. So...
Wow.
You have these issues happening in all these different cities, and then when you look at where the voting polling is, where the voting ballots are being turned in and registered at, you have...
They were there at the community center on the reservation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Zero Sells Way had 1,100 registered voters at that location. That doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
You have a sorority house in Arizona had 27 registered voters. Their average age, 45.
Yeah.
Really?
For a sorority? I'm curious what sorority has an average age of 45.
Right.
Maybe they're in.
Are they all going for their doctorate or what? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, so these are things that just stick out. So, but yes, these are all verified by a private investigator, signed sworn affidavits that has been turned over to the Attorney General's office for the election integrity unit for that to be further investigated, because that needs to be verified once again. So this next legislative session, what we really need to do is we need to clean up the voter rolls.
Absolutely right.
It's got to be mandatory. Secretary of State, the counties, they have to clean up these voter rolls and start smiling and dialing and verify that these people actually exist. When they went to one property, it turned out to be an Airbnb. The owner has not resided there in over 3 years, but somehow a mail-in ballot got sent there, and that person voted, but it's an Airbnb.
Right.
And the owner wasn't even voted. And then, of course, some properties where the owner of the property hasn't lived there. They sold the property 2-3 years ago, and somehow they're still on the voter rolls, and still they somehow voted. So these are the things that we need to clean up the voter rolls. We need to clean up this mail-in ballot system. It's ridiculous. And we need to have one standardized piece of paper, you know, a ballot that you can't counterfeit. You can't inject it in the system. We need to go back to old school paper ballots, hand count. You know, and what's really remarkable is Representative Biasucci, during the committee hearing, read off some text or was it the
quotes. Some quotes.
Some quotes from some very interesting people. Go ahead, read those.
Yeah, I said this in my closing statement. I said, in 2016 when Trump won, you had people like Nancy Pelosi say publicly, our election was hijacked. There's no question. Congress has a duty to protect our democracy. Follow the facts. You had Kamala Harris say the same thing. The only way to truly protect our free and fair elections is by embracing a hand-marked paper ballots nationwide. These are all things that they said in 17, right, when Trump won. So my question was, what changed?
And in 19.
In 19.
How about the purple ink idea on your thumb?
Yeah, well, Afghanistan does that.
No, that's you were all in favor of that.
Yeah. Iraq.
Military.
Yeah.
Iraq.
Or Iraq, When you vote, you dip your thumb in
argument is you have a problem, right? It was recognized when they lost in 17, 16. We saw it now. The difference is we're actually doing something about it.
Yeah,
right. This is the difference. Is we're actually saying, okay, let's look into it. And we're finding all these issues of, we had thousands of ballots that were turned in with no signature at all.
And by the way, we have a law that prevented that you cannot accept a ballot that has no signature.
Right.
Or you can't verify the signature. There's a 5-day curing period where the county's supposed to call you up after 5 days after the election. It's kind of amazing, coincidence. The Democrats filed a lawsuit to challenge that.
Right.
So, and of course, that's, we ultimately won. And by the way, it was the Ninth Circuit Court that actually ruled in our favor. It says, no, it doesn't disenfranchise a voter. This definitely guarantees that the person,
Very recent decision, by the way.
Very recent decision.
Which I was, Ninth Circuit did what?
is what we call, which is what they call lawfare. See, just before the election, they file lawsuits, put injunctions on stuff that we've passed, and because they know darn well, they want to have fraudulent ballots being injected in the system.
Right. And just so everybody knows, so all that information we got from Tucson, from Pima County on Monday, I actually delivered to AG's office to put into the evidence. So everybody, I hope you all understand that the AG is doing an investigation. It is open right now. In any investigation, they're like, well, why haven't we heard anything? You don't hear anything, right? When you have an investigation, they're doing their work. We're going to see what happens, but I will say this. This next year, there's a new election for AG. AG, people don't realize, they're the top dog for fighting this stuff. They're the ones that should be enforcing the election laws.
The state's,
they're the
top
state's
attorney. Police.
He's a top attorney, right?
Yeah.
He should be finding out why aren't these signed and what's going on with the canvas. I mean, this is his job. So we have to make sure that when we elect somebody new, they better be somebody who's ready to fight.
And I was going to say a couple minutes ago, we have to make sure in the race for Secretary of State we recognize who Adrian Fontes really is.
Yeah,
right. Mark Fincham. You got. I mean, this is the guy who Sonny and I have endorsed, supported. Yeah. He was there from day one fighting this election.
Design the ballot that you can't counterfeit.
That's right.
So these are the things. As a matter of fact, because of the lawsuit by the Education Industrial Complex that sued us on the single subject rule, we have to rerun that bill legislatively. So Leo's going to be running the House version of it as a mirror bill, and I'll be running the Senate version of it.
All right.
So we're going
to get
pushing
a uniform ballot. Yep. Uniform
guys,
ballot.
We have about a minute left. What did you want to squeeze in?
No, I mean, I think the main thing is just, we have a lot of work coming up. We'll be going back into session in a couple weeks. Election integrity is going to be the number one thing that we're going to be shooting for. I have some little stuff myself. That second bridge is going to be something I'm going to be fighting for hard, trying to get that funded. When you have $3 billion, a lot of people say you don't need a second bridge right now. Well, when you have the money, though, you take advantage of that situation, right? So I know Sonny and I are going to be for fighting that a lot and running for re-election. VoteLeoArizona.com. And Sonny?
Definitely vote for me. Definitely
protect
too.
Your net.
Yeah, improve your net, hire a vet. That's right.
Improve your net.
Improve your net, hire a vet. That's right. The first cost of freedom is taking care of our veterans. So
there's another one about rope.
Yep, it's rope, not dope. But also the veterans home out there, I think we're about 95% sure that it's going to be here in It's going to be here in Lake Havasu.
Oh, so very good.
The feasibility studies, they started that process. So we're staying on it.
Right.
It's why it's so essential for us to get reelected and, to make sure that we have good solid conservatives from this district that to help us fight as a team in Maricopa County.
Another the last parting shot from Sonny: never play golf with the mayor.
No, that's right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mayor Nexon. You can play golf with Cal, you'll probably win. I don't know. But
all right, we got
hey,
go.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
We appreciate you guys always. So thank
all right,
you.
Perfect. Let's go out with some Chuck Berry. Stay with us for a final shot. I'm Paul LaVoy. Welcome back to Speak Out. Don't forget about tomorrow's show. It's going to be the finale before the Christmas break. We've got Terrence Concannon coming in from Go Lake Havasu and Mike Bonney from GDK CPA. We're going to go out with some Chuck Berry as we wait for Speak Out 2.0 after news and a short break. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Paul LaVoy, living the dream in Lake Havasu City.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.